What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Loot Bros Podcast. I'm your host, Resident Daryl, and this will be one of the first episodes of the new format kind of going forward. You guys heard the episode last week where myself and good friend of the show, Gaz Davis, got together and we talked about the rarity event. We talked about some of the games we're playing and things of that nature. So what I want to do is I want to piggyback off of that into kind of the way things are going to go moving forward. Now, I'm going to do my best, A, to look at the camera, and B, to continue to put out video episodes. No, we're not always going to have that due to the nature on how I'm going to be recording with my guest moving forward. Also, I'm going to be doing a lot of solo content. So thank you guys to everyone who, again, reached out, sent nice messages, said nice things or whatever. And I hope that these episodes find you well. So here's the thing. I'm gonna level with you for a second. Got multiple monitors, got multiple things going on over here, and the camera is off to my kind of center right, but also looking at the picture in picture, it's off to the left. So I keep catching myself looking over here. I don't know what to do with my hands. So the way we're going to break things out in the new format, shorter shows, sometimes they're going to go long, who knows, but it's definitely going to be more bite-sized, and I hope that that finds you guys well. So now, typically on the Loot Bros Podcast, we start with a toast. So I'm going to toast. I'm actually drinking some Rainstorm clean energy over here. You know what I'm saying? Because I care about the environment and all that good stuff. But we're going to toast not to our Patreon producers, but to the Loot Bros listeners. Thank you guys all so much. The Patreon is paused right now. I'm kind of revamping the Patreon on what I want that to look like and what's going to be more manageable for me moving forward. So for right now, you know, audio listeners is all, they're always going to have the best experience, in my opinion. You know, guys who are on the free feeds and whatever, because you're going to get whatever I put out there. As far as video listeners, watchers, whatever, I'm gonna do my best to keep you guys keep the content rolling, even if it's just a static graphic, something like that, like we've done in the past. Patreon guys, I'm trying to change things up a little bit. I'm trying to figure out what makes the most sense. Do I do everything in video? Do I want to do everything in video? So much more editing. Do I do video and audio? What makes the most sense as far as tiers go? I still want to have the pledge tier. I love the idea of you guys pledging me to play video games. Moving forward, we're not going to have anybody else on the tier but me. So much of the content had already just been solo content, myself knocking it out. So with everyone kind of branching off, doing their own things, going their own ways, and the nature and how I have to record is, you know, earlier in the mornings, it's just going to be me a lot of the times. And then when I have guests, cool thing is, some of the tech has changed. I'm able to get some guests on. The interviews will be a little easier to capture kind of moving forward. So we'll see what that looks like, what that sounds like. So as far as the Patreon goes, I'm gonna leave it paused for a little while until I really wrap my head around what makes sense and what is manageable. The most important thing is not bogging myself down with so much editing that's not fun. So this toast goes out to all of our listeners, everyone who's remained faithful and listened over the years. Thank you so much. I don't know if this is any good or not. We'll see. It smells good. Harvest grape. I don't really like grape, but that's pretty good. That's pretty solid right there. These are Rainstorm. They're technically, I mean, they got some junk in them. They're pretty good. I like it. So, all right, guys, what I'm going to do is I'm going to break this show down into a couple different segments. Now, some of these segments will change in and out. I still want to have some of the fun stuff that we've done in the past. I still want to cover the community events and things of that nature. So I will add those things kind of as we go. We just did a big community focused episode, myself and Gareth. So this episode is going to be less on that stuff. I'm not going to pull up the leaderboards. We're not even going to get into the backlog beatdown because we're going to do a backlog beatdown specific episode here very soon. So I'm going to give you guys a little bit of a break on that stuff, but those things are still going to happen and we're still going to do that moving forward. Now, I think next year we're going to focus a little bit more on some of this stuff. Some of it's going to be like the rarity event, I think, is really awesome. And the fact that Gareth is putting so much time and effort into it, I think that should be elevated personally. And rumor has it, Gareth's going to be doing a little bit more podcasting with another community. So between the Trophy Horrors, the Loot Bros, and this other community, I would love to focus more on something that's central to everyone. So sure, the backlog beatdown will exist, and it will look a little different next year than it has in previous years. But as far as community events goes and things of that nature, and we're going to do things a little bit different. I will be doing a Loot Bros Scrabble again. This time it's going to be myself and the community. So I will announce the date. We'll have everyone throw in their Scrabble, their stuff, and we'll see where that goes. Cause that was a lot of fun. That was a lot of good laughs. So we're going to take, if you guys were Patreon subscribers for any amount of time, then you are familiar with the quote Resident Daryl podcast, which was, you know, originally the Super Loot Bros podcast, which was supposed to be a extra episode each month at the $1 tier, where you got more topic-based conversations from the Loot Bros. Well, it ended up just being me rambling on about whatever it is I talk about. So what I want to do moving forward is I will be taking that format of the Resident Daryl podcast, the Super Loot Bros podcast, and that's what we're going to do here on the weeks that it's just me, and then we have guests. It's going to be a little more topical based, and I think I will incorporate some new stuff. Might even bring in some familiar faces and familiar voices to kind of tackle things a little bit different. So don't be scared. It's not going to be a new show, Rick. I'm not doing that to you, but also we might tackle things a little bit differently, and we might even diversify our palette a little bit. Also, I'm going to be tying in things with the Resident Daryl YouTube channel, which is the YouTube channel I do with my children, where we go hunt video games and things to collect and flip online. So a lot of that stuff will all kind of be focused into one place here on the Loot Bros podcast. Now, I don't know if I've said this in the beginning because I've been rambling for several, I've been talking a lot today. So what I want to say is this, the Loot Bros podcast is and has always been me and my friends coming together and talking about video games, because that is the common thing we share. That is a common hobby. And that is what the Loot Bros podcast will continue to be, even though it might be a lot more of just me talking to myself. But hopefully, if all things line up the way I have them planned to line up, we'll be getting some voices and faces from across the pond and more game developers back in and on the show. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So with that being said, I want to talk about a handful of things. I want to talk about some stuff that I've been playing, some stuff that I've picked up recently, and some recommendations, because there's just some things out there that I think you guys need to hear about. So I talked about this on the Hunter Houston ESG podcast. That's right. That's Thomas T. Diddy Crawford's podcast. I talk about the Bureau XCOM Declassified. I started this game recently, third person shooter with some heavy dialogue. I think I actually mentioned it with Gareth last week as well. Excellent, excellent game. Really, really, really enjoying myself with this game. Just kind of taking it in bite-sized little pieces or whatever. Really enjoying it. Guys, I highly recommend it. I know it's on PS3. I am not facing the computer in the capacity to type it up real fast to see if it's on Xbox 360. I would imagine it's playable in other places as well. But I highly recommend it. A really, really good third-person shooter XCOM style, or XCOM game. It's not XCOM style like you recognize XCOM style to be, but it's really good. Highly, highly recommend it. So definitely been enjoying that one, been chipping away at it. I've been playing a little bit of XCOM Enemy Unknown Plus on the Vita, just kind of getting, you know, really immersed in the world of XCOM, really enjoying that as well. I've been playing some Hitman Absolution. Now, Hitman Absolution is so fun. Guys, so incredibly fun. I'm chipping away at it. I know I talked about it last week with Gareth, but just enjoying myself with that one. I will definitely be diving headfirst into the Hitman universe very, very soon. It has been a lot of fun. Just an incredible time just playing, going through there, you know, murking fools and throwing them out the window. definitely have enjoyed myself for sure with that one. So I highly recommend it now. And then as far as Xbox goes, I've been playing a decent amount of Xbox lately. So we had a couple kids come over and, you know, we needed to, you know, let them use my profile, playing some different video games and what have you. So I jumped into some Halo 4 on the Xbox. I played it on Xbox One. It's an Xbox 360 game. Not the best Halo game I've ever played. As a matter of fact, the first couple hours are very boring. I was very surprised, in fact, at how boring I thought it was. My biggest complaint going, you know, in the modern day back to Halo games is that there's a lot of walking on foot, a lot of slow parts. And I found myself getting very uninterested in the game in the first couple hours. I probably played 3 hours, 4 hours at this point. Because you fight robots, which I guess are part of the Forerunners and all that stuff. And the first boss that I did come up to, or first, you know, boss style character that seems like he's going to be crucial to the story would be the Datalek, I believe is what he was called, or the Didak or some junk like that. Anyways, he was cool. And that whole cutscene was really awesome with him, but also it was really boring kind of getting there. So I was very much losing interest. Can't say I love the game yet. I do think that, you know, the story they're building with Chief and Cortana is really awesome. And here's kind of my history with this. I played the first four Halo games and ODST, so five Halo games kind of leading up to 4. And then I bought 4, played the first few minutes of it, put it down, never went back to it. As a matter of fact, the time that Halo 4 came out, I switched from being a predominantly Xbox 360 player to a PS3 player. Really fell in love with trophies and trophy hunting, and I let Halo 4 go to the wayside. Jumped into Halo Guardians, played it, beat it in one sitting, which is Halo 5. Didn't love that one either. Started Infinite, and I thought it was okay from what I played. Really wanted to do a campaign, online co-op. Either one of those would have been great. And because that wasn't available, I waited. Then they eventually did, I guess, online co-op. But by then, they had lost me. So I've been kind of out of the Halo game for a little while. And then jumping back into this one, because this is the one I missed, not loving it. That doesn't mean that I won't eventually love it, but that just means as far as the first couple hours go, didn't really care for what I was doing. It feels slow and it feels boring. And even there's even a lot of sections where there wasn't a ton of background music, which is kind of interesting to be on foot running through places and no real music behind you or nothing, because it just kind of added to the boringness. If it was a horror game, I could understand that. But not really loving Halo 4 to this point. Now, outside of that, I've also been playing some Shadows of the Damned on Xbox 360. I have played this game before. I started on 360 a long time ago, played it on PS3, never finished it over there either. And because I'm such a Suda 51 fan and a Shinji Mikami fan, I feel like it is only fair to go and finish this game. And it is super fun, but a little inappropriate at times, a little gratuitous at times, but interesting enough to keep me kind of going and playing. So I am enjoying it. And I'm gonna stick with it. I'll finish it. So last night I was really hoping to get into some more Hitman Absolution, and maybe by the time this posts, I'll have it beaten. But you know, that's kind of what I've been dabbling in throughout the week, and it's been an interesting time playing some games, kind of getting into some cool stuff. Now, one of my favorite things to do listening to a podcast is like hear about all these different games that people are playing, because it gets me excited. It's like, man, I want to play that. Man, I want to try that. Man, I want to do that. So I also get distracted very easily when it comes to gaming, because I listen to so many different podcasts and people start talking about this. They start talking about this. And I was like, oh man, I want to jump into that. Oh man, I want to jump into it. So I'm kind of all over the place in what I'm playing, but also, and you guys have heard me say this before on the show, I strategically place different consoles around the house so that I have the opportunity to, oh man, I got a couple hours here. I got a little bit of time here. Let me just play this. When the kids needed my profile so they could all play Fortnite online together or Minecraft online together, I was like, sure, I'll just switch over to the Xbox One and I'll catch up on some old games that I haven't finished yet. And I enjoy doing that. So hopefully, you know, between the Bureau, which is an XCOM declassified third-person shooter. Really, really fun game. XCOM on the Vita, which I love anything Vita at all times. Or some Halo. You know, maybe some of these games will interest you. Maybe there's something there for you guys. Maybe you're thinking, I'm looking to put something on or play something. And there's definitely some good stuff there. One more game I guess I'll talk about because I've really been digging into it is Prototype. So I beat Prototype 2 on PS3. I beat Prototype 2 on PS4, which I played on PS5. And I went back and jumped into the original Prototype, well, the remaster. And it's really, really good. It doesn't play near as good as the second one, but it is a good game, and I'm a little over halfway done with it on the PS4 remaster. So that's what I've been playing, guys. Hopefully there's something interesting. So hopefully you hear that and you go, man, I want to try something, you know, something fun, something cool. So I want to jump into some pickups real fast. So if you have listened to the Loot Bros podcast for any amount of time, you know that for the past year, I have been doing I've been doing the Resident Daryl YouTube channel. So it's where me and my kids, we go and we start hunting video games for our collection. And then we buy and sell and flip and do all the things, right? So that being said, about a year ago, as of the time of this recording, myself and the former co-host of the show, the Bearded Nerd, we had a little bit of a challenge around Halloween. So let's see who can go and find, you know, the cheapest horror video games in the month of October. And that's really where I started filming this stuff and filming the pickups and really where the YouTube channel was born. It was kind of a supplement to the Loot Bros in a way for us to do things that are just a little bit outside of the normal show format. So with that being said, here we are kind of a year later. I kind of wanted to, you know, pick up, on what I've picked up. I don't know if that makes any sense. I want to talk about some of the pickups. And moving forward, that will be a segment of the show on a regular basis. Pickups. What have I gotten this week? Did I get anything this week? Was there anything worth picking up? So if I can use my words like a big boy. So I'm going to start with this right here. Now, if you're watching the video version of the show, I have a brand new copy of Lord of the Rings Gollum. Now, I hear this game is absolute trash, and I can't wait to play it. So what I want to do on the show, and I announced this on the Hunter Houston ESG podcast, is I want to play bad games and talk about them on the podcast. I've always had a history of playing games that weren't necessarily received super well, and I find something to love in them. And that is something I'm going to do. Now, is it going to be a regular thing? Probably not, but it will definitely be something that I do in some form or fashion for sure. I definitely enjoy it way more than I should. So this year has been a record year of just amazing game of the year candidates when it comes to game releases. But also, we've had some real stinkers. So when you have really, really high highs, your lows seem a lot lower. So this year, we have had Resident Evil 4 Remake. We had the Dead Space Remake. We've had Starfield. We've had Mario Wonder. We've had Alan Wake 2, which I keep hearing is one of the best games that have come out this year. We have that other RPG that everyone's loving, Baldur's Gate. So many bangers. Spider-Man 2. Just recently beat Spider-Man 2. Absolutely amazing game. Okay, so we got all these great games. But in between those, we received Lord of the Rings Gollum, which had sub-5 reviews on the internet. I believe some fours. I haven't looked up the Metacritic on it, but it wasn't. But yes, that was supposed to be a real, real bad game. And then we had that Xbox game. I just hit the microphone with my headphones, Party Foul. We had, what was that? Good Lord, what was that game called that was really absolute trash? We had the new Kong game that's supposed to be the worst game of the year. But we had, can't believe I don't remember the name. Now I'm going to have to type on the podcast in real time. Xbox releases 2023. It's going to pop up. It's I'm gonna as soon as I see it, I'm gonna like, oh yeah, why did I not remember Redfall? Good Lord, didn't see it yet. But we had Redfall. So yeah, so Redfall, absolutely, supposedly trash game. I haven't played it. Maybe I will. Maybe for the podcast I will. But so Redfall, Gollum, and Kong are supposedly some of the worst games that have come out this year. In a year, we have absolutely amazing games coming out. So with that being said, I want to play them on the show. I want to talk about them. So I picked up Gollum. There is a company called Woot, W-O-O-T. They had this advertised for $10, so $9.99, free shipping, service through Amazon. So I was like, well, 10 bucks, brand new PS5 game, especially a game that supposedly sucks, can't go wrong. I have to try this out. I have to try it. So there we go. I ordered that. And that was one of my pickups for this week. I'm super, super excited about it. A couple other pickups, and I don't have them in here with me because they're actually down in the eBay room getting tested. In the future, I will have all this stuff with me, you know, just to kind of show it off. But I picked up for 20 bucks at a thrift store yesterday a PS2 Slim with four controllers and a game. So tested that last night. I actually got it all bundled up and ready to go. I actually listed it last night in one of the groups on Facebook. So we picked that one up. That one's a awesome, awesome pickup. I picked up some comic books, actually, and some graphic novels. Now, I know this is typically a video game show, and I've done the side spinoff, you know, comic book stuff. I'm going to include it all, everything in here. So I picked up this graphic novel of Preacher. This one is book 5, I guess, in the run. Dude, it's like in pristine condition. It's in outside of the sticker they put on the front. Like, excellent, excellent condition. Picked this up for $1. At a thrift store the other day, picked up a copy of Resurrection Man. You know, like, never read anything Resurrection Man. This is volume 1. It looks really good art wise. I don't know anything about it. So, you know, pick those up. And I love picking up comic books, and I love picking up, you know, graphic novels, stuff like that. And kind of keeping with that theme, some of my most recent videos, I actually picked up a giant bundle of games. And in that bundle of games, it was a box of comic books. So in that box, I mean, I pulled out the things that I would actually want to read. So this right here, Gotham Knights, it's Batman Gotham Knights, Glided City. So I don't know anything about it, but hey, brand new. I'm going to check it out. I'm going to read it. This one looked really cool. Never heard of Boris the Bear, but he's in a Punisher outfit. So I thought that was pretty neat. So I'm like, hey, I will give it a shot. We'll see if it's good. We have a copy of Batman Incorporated with the gold foil. Don't know if it's any good. Hey, we'll check it out. $1 reprint from an old Batman issue 663. So just a handful of comic books. I picked these up in a bundle. And in that bundle, as a matter of fact, I'm editing the video right now. It will go live the day that I record this. And so that video had all kinds of stuff. And we had DS games. We picked up Mario DS. We picked up Mario Super Smash Bros. On 3DS. We got a copy of Dragon Ball Shin Budokai on PSP. We got a copy of Yu-Gi-Oh! On PSP. Ended up with some really cool PS2 stuff. There's a game called Red Ninja that we picked up that was a pretty, you know, expensive game. We got a copy of Mario Sunshine or Mario Galaxy, one of the two. I don't remember which one, on the GameCube. So tons and tons of really, really cool stuff. So the pickups, they've been pretty decent lately. Had to pay up for a few things, but also, you know, finding some of that stuff this past week has been really, really awesome. And the idea is that I pay for my game collection by the proceeds of the things that I sell in these bundles. Okay. So I am not trying to go out and spend a ton of money on just buying all the video games. The idea is through the YouTube channel is that, like, I will build my collection just by, oh, here's three games. I sell one and I pay for the other two, or I sell two and I pay for the one. Boom. I've added a game to my collection for no money out of pocket. And that is the idea. And it's been really, really awesome. It's been a lot of fun, and the kids and I are having a blast doing it. So that's Resident Daryl on YouTube, and you can see a lot of the things that we pick up each and every week on that YouTube channel. So we've talked about some games that we played. We've talked about some pickups that we've got. Now, the PS2, I did want to, before I jump off this too far, the PS2 was awesome. It was a PS2 Slim. And a couple weeks prior, we went to the same thrift store. We picked up four Sonic games on PS2 and a couple other odds and ends. So no console, though. Well, we go into the thrift store yesterday, and the gentleman that kind of runs the thrift store or runs the donation side, he has a curtain kind of up, and there's like a DVD rack beside it. So I'm just kind of going through, and is there anything I need? Is there anything I want? And he goes, hey, you might want to look at this. And so he hands me this giant like IKEA bag filled with DVDs and box sets. And I'm like, okay, cool. It's all wrestling stuff. I really wish I, that stacks downstairs too. Dang, I really wasn't prepared for this, but it's all wrestling stuff. And I'm like, man, that is awesome. Wrestling stuff sells really good for me on eBay. And I love having a lot of it. So there's some stuff I'll sell, some stuff I won't. And it's like all the old stuff, like the McMahon DVD, the Smell the Rock is Cooking DVD, Shawn Michaels versus Bret Hart Greatest Rivalries, different WrestleMania DVDs, box sets on the Best of Raw, box sets on the Best of WCW, all that stuff. So I pick up a ton of it. When I grabbed that, I was like, I didn't check the back shelf yet. Let me go look. I walk back there, and there's a pile of cables. And in that pile of cables are four PS2 controllers. I'm like, okay, two of them were OEMs, the clear blue and then the standard black one. Well, I know those sell on eBay for usually $20 to $25 plus shipping, especially if they're in good condition. So I'm like, oh, I'll definitely get these. And then underneath it was a PS2 Slim. So you're talking 75, 80 bucks, you know, typically for a PS2 Slim. Came with a memory card. And it had two wireless receivers for two GameStop wireless controllers for the PS2. Those were also in that pile. So I just grabbed the entire pile of everything, took it to the counter. They charged me $20. I'm like, sweet, I'll take it. I get home, I wipe it down, I test the console, and I test the memory card. And the memory card has the game saves to all of the games we bought 2 weeks prior from that thrift store. So they just, they put out the easy stuff, the discs, but they didn't put out the console and the cords until 2 weeks later. So a very interesting tip, you know, especially for you guys that are out there hunting video games and collecting video games and stuff, is that if you see where there's smoke, there's fire. If you see a portion of a video game collection, maybe there's more. I don't know. So it's definitely something to be on the lookout for sure. So wrapping things up. I've got so much stuff on my desk. I grabbed so many things I wanted to show off and kind of talk about, but like, I'm like, well, we'll wait on that. I'll wait on that. So, kind of wrapping things up with some recommendations. I'm not doing any kind of news topics today, guys. I'm not going to, we'll open the floor for write-ins and stuff next week. I have a guest coming on next week. So we got a couple of things already planned that we want to talk about. But as far as recommendations go, I got a couple recommendations that I wanted to throw out there. Some music, some movies and TV stuff, and then, you know, some other cool stuff. So with that being said, starting off with the music, I have been listening to the band Spoken. Now, I know not everybody likes super heavy music. I know not everybody likes, you know, screaming and things of that nature. This is a band that I've listened to for years and years and years. They are absolutely excellent. And I've been listening to an album that they put out. It's Roman numeral 9, or the Roman numerals for 9. And it is awesome. It is so good. Just song after song after song. Not a ton of screaming. If you're not into the super heavy stuff, the guitar parts and the groove and stuff is a little on the heavier side. But it's just such good rock music with a great message. And just one of those things where when it gets its tendrils in you, when it latches on, you just keep hearing the songs over and over and over and over. And so, yes, definitely highly recommend the band Spoken. The last three albums they put out have been absolute fire. So I definitely want to recommend those. As far as movies go, I've been on a kick for old, like action and, kung fu fighting films. So, I picked this up actually for a dollar at one of the thrift stores. Might've been 75 cents at one of the thrift stores, but it's four movies. Okay. This one is Jackie Chan's Rumble in the Bronx. Absolutely amazing movie. Jean-Claude Van Damme, Bloodsport. Let's go. And then a Chow Yun-Fat Mark Wahlberg movie called The Corruptor. I wasn't expecting that one to be as good as it is. And so these are excellent, excellent movies. I have not seen The Showdown in Little Tokyo. This one has Brandon Lee and Dolph Lundgren on there. So the guy that played the Crow and Dolph Lundgren back in his prime. Don't know if that's any good, but man, this martial arts collection has been so good. Rumble in the Bronx being one of my all-time favorite, and then Bloodsport being an absolute classic. But these three films especially, really, really good stuff, man. And so part of me going out and game hunting with the news of a lot of the big retailers getting out of the DVD and Blu-ray space, I'm like, okay, I've just been buying bulk and selling in bulk and buying in bulk and selling in bulk. And I've just got movies everywhere, but no, there's no rhyme or reason to my film collection. And I'm like, let me really get into the things that I love. Okay. And so martial arts films and these old action films, I absolutely love. I think they're so much better than anything out today in the space. And so I picked this up, can't go wrong with it. And what's really cool, tying it back into video games, if you ever played the game Stranglehold, that game has Chow Yun-Fat and somebody else. Either way, Stranglehold, slow motion, bullet time action, martial arts film, absolute banger. Played best on 360. The PS3 version is great too, but I highly, highly recommend those games. Or that game, Stranglehold, super, super good stuff, man. So guys, that's kind of where I'm going to end it today. This one's going to be a short episode. You know, each and every week, we're going to try to get things in under an hour. I know right before we landed the plane on the Loot Bros podcast, my goal was to record the whole show with everybody doing their sticks and all the different segments and stuff, and then split it up over the course of two shows. That proved to be way too much work. But one thing, you know, you get a lot more people in the door listening when you do things in shorter bite-sized segments. Now you think to yourself, wait a second, it's a podcast. If you don't really like how long it is, you can just listen to it in segments. It's not always the case. All right. I'm going to give a shout out to my man, T Diddy. He and I were just talking about this kind of stuff earlier today. That is the case. Sometimes a shorter show gets more people in the door. There's something about the time limit gets intimidating. So what I'm going to do is I'm not going to guarantee anything. You'll get 30-minute shows, you'll get hour shows, you'll get 2-hour shows. It really just depends on the conversation, the guests, and if I'm flying solo, it depends on how much I have to talk about or not. Now, when this show goes live, I will have already guested on the Hunter Houston ESG podcast. So I want to give a shout out to Thomas T. Diddy Crawford for that one. I will be a guest on the Channel 3 podcast. That's right. I'm going to be hanging out with Dan Tucker. Shout out to Dan Tucker for reaching out and having me on there. I'm going to be on that podcast. Now, I'm not sure if that'll be live by the time this goes live, but I will be recording with those guys this Sunday night at like 10 or 11 p.m. Eastern time as of this recording. So it's going to be like a real late night recording. So who knows how wild and crazy we're going to get. And I was just recently on the Trophy Horse podcast. That's right. So if you guys are like, man, maybe I'll give the Trophy Horse another chance. So I was just recently on there talking with Alex and Tricky, and we talked shop, talked some games. And so we had a really good time. So guys, with all that being said, thank you so much for listening. Thank you guys for checking it out. This has been the Loot Bros Podcast.